name is Gene. I'm an alcoholic. I have 4 months, and I would like this group to be my own group, and I'm working the steps with a sponsor. And I'm very nervous, and very nervous, so please bear with me. And I always go very red in my face, so that is normal too. Okay, so this is how I ended up in drugs and girls in China. I've been only a few months in the United States, so it's been quite an adventure actually. And when I was I started like a single kid, you know, I had no brothers, no sisters, and went to the school suburb, you know, and I wanted to be cool, stay with the good friends and the ones that were more popular. And just, I guess, one of the big thing, if I look back, was that I found this, like, if I was with the cool people, it was kind of had some protection, you know, like I will less be vulnerable to some people to say, trying to hurt me or whatever, you know. Like, if I would be with the cool people, I felt protected, you know. And if I look back, that was really what the deal was all about. And also the feeling of belonging, you know, and kind of be part of, you know, of all this. And I started drinking at 15, and I was very socially awkward, so it helped me to get out of it. I could sense the relief very quickly, and could start talking and not caring as much. I think that's what was the big deal, you know. I don't know, just thinking and paranoying and very concerned about what the others think about me, and fears, a lot of fears, very much. So I started thinking that I might be having some problems when I was kind of using more than my friends. I started drinking very early, and by stealing some alcohol from my parents, and even drinking in the morning when they left, and when they came back, hopefully would be in enough good condition that it does not really shows up. So did that for a while, then, you know, at the same time as smoking and everything. So used that night, you know, when my parents were upstairs, and tried to hide it as much as possible and play video games and stuff like that. And I thought, like, eventually everything had to be done with this, you know, like movies, games, or then going out. So it was all, it quickly became quite a lot about all this, you know. And so at some point I was living near the school. Everybody was coming every lunch, and my parents discovered what was going on, and then they started calling the other parents. That was awkward. And I stayed there, but very like there was a, I remember at the end, like we were going out, and then at some point I started running out of the taxi to not pay the taxi, but there was a paper with my address in the taxi that I left by accident. And so he came to my house, and then he started talking with my parents and everything. So, and then that was it's been a series of that kind of events, you know. And finally, they got like tired of it. My parents very controlling, so I very very controlling. So it was, you know, for me using and everything was for me like the way to get a break, you know, get a break from my thoughts and get a break from the control of my parents at all. But at some point they had enough, you know, and so I decided to leave, which I had a girlfriend at that time, so I went moving in the downtown. Which I kept a lot, drinking more and smoking more, and then starting other things. And I was going a lot to, I don't know, that's, at that point I was like all on art metal and metal music a lot. And then I shifted for some reasons in techno, and then started going to the raves instead of going to the metal concerts. And I don't know, like, yeah, I've been shifting between groups, like just knew the people a little bit, and I was in and out of your life very quickly. So the Rays were, I think I would have stayed, that was like the best environment I knew, like, and I liked it very much. I could feel sometimes that maybe this was not really my world, but I was like kind of very into it, you know, the big speakers, the lights, and, you know, the things that comes with it. So, but I remember, but, you know, I, even though all those things look cool sometime, you know, when I was into it, you know, it was always a problem. Either it was not enough high or too high. It's very difficult to get the middle, you know. So, same with drinking, it was always too much. So that one was absolutely sure. Started having, from the beginning, a lot of blackouts, repetitive, and could no control whatsoever, you know. And so at some point, you know, started going to the house parties here and there, and you know, trying to get the right people to get inside, you know. And so that worked fine, but that was still a good time of all this, you know. And if I look at the whole line, it's been like a very small percentage that was kind of very fun, you know. And there's been like, I don't know, like 5% of fun and 95% of consequences. At least that's what it was for me. So when I moved, staying with that girlfriend, and so then my parents came with this idea that they decided to move to Morocco. So I decided to go with them. Especially, I didn't like the girl, so I was very afraid that she would want to move with me in an apartment, that we would be kind of me and her on the paper. And before, it was her apartment, so that was okay, you know. And so I went to Morocco and started smoking a lot, and a lot. It was very cheap. But my parents didn't stay, so they decided to return, and so we came back very, very quickly. But we were supposed to be there like permanently, but it didn't happen that way. So we came back, and what this told me is something very important, is that it made a big impact in the next, all the next things after, is that I saw that, you know, you can be a superstar white boy and have all the attention in foreign countries, you know. So I kind of had a big high out of this, which kind of made the... So in 2008, I decided to move to China, and so I accepted a job there, and it was quite a good job. In fact, I had a good future, good position, and so I was... But I had like 4 months in the program when I decided to move over there, and some people told me, you don't think it's a geographic cure and all this. But, you know, as soon as I got there, I got drunk. It took a few hours, so I was... You know, ended up, I didn't know how to talk and things like that, so I just knew where the bar were and how to say enough, printing the bar address and showing it to the taxi. And so went to that bar, and then I don't have good memories that much, actually. It was always drunk, and then I had no friends. And I started AA in China quickly, but then I was always out, never in. And then it was a very small group of like 5 to 10 people. It was like 2 meetings a week. It was at the same location, and we it was the same 5 people all the time. There was no Chinese. It was just white North Americans. So yeah, that seems to be a Western disease for some reason. Then finally came sober in all this, was able to work the steps, and stayed sober for quite a while, actually. And then I saw that, you know, when I become sober, I become a better man, I become a better employee, and more good-looking with the girls, because I'm now, you know, all on the floor and everything. So... So then I started getting quite a good life. You know, I had two apartments, I had two cleaners in the two apartments in different cities. I had eight girlfriends at any given time. I had the big job with five phones and four computers, and I was running everything from the house. I started being able to work from home, and so I was a big shot, going higher in the company a lot too. So I was doing very, very well, and I don't know, at some point this whole deal started being just like pointless would be the word to say, you know. It became very pointless to me. I saw that there was nothing there. It felt very empty, tasted empty. The whole thing was empty. My heart was empty. My soul was. And I don't know. I got after working the program for some time, I had 2 years of sobriety at that point. So this thing started to get in my life, you know. And so I was going a lot still to the clubs and things like that. And it was the only way I found easy to find some social, because over there's not that many white people and all that, and then different people from outside, let's say. So so then I became very sick with that idea, and then I become very paranoid too, you know. I don't know those people, and there are a lot of poor people everywhere, and I always, you know, making sure my stuff are safe and the thieves and all that. And I don't talk much with the people. We don't talk. They don't talk English, and I don't talk enough Chinese to really create relationships, I would say. And finally, I decided to come back, and I came back with absolutely not much, really. Like, my parents had a condo, and so they said, "Well, you can come over here and try to eventually. If it doesn't work out for you in the U.S., well, you can try to go Canada after." And I thought it was maybe the right thing to do. And when I came here, actually, I was not even sure that if I would stay or not in the U.S. I thought I was returning to China, you know. So I left everything, my clothes, all the equipment and everything. I left it in the house. I just locked the door, and I took the flight, and I never went back. So I left it. All my things were in the apartment, you know. I just didn't go back. I called the people from the apartment. I said, "Just take it back." And then it was very complicated to close all this over there. But I knew that if I would be returning over there, I knew that I would be drinking day one, you know. Looking at all that, Morocco could have been very dangerous. I got kicked out from the hotel in Cuba. I got rejected at the Vietnam border. I woke up in a hammock on the top of a mountain in Thailand. I had issues also in Paris, and several locations. Singapore, I wanted to throw myself out of the hotel, and it was the F1. It was a great event that I could have enjoyed, but I was too much in the drinking thing. At some point, I became very suicidal about the whole deal. I thought at some point it would not work for me, you know. And I worked like four times the steps, and I had sponsors everywhere. But I guess, you know, I don't know what to say, you know. Some people, I know how to stay sober for some time, but I usually went back. So I take it very seriously, you know, because I don't think I'll have much more chances on my side. My liver very damaged, and you know, I kind of feel that the body won't take it anymore, and I don't want anymore that lifestyle, especially here. I think is easy with a big fellowship to get a healthy life, you know. So I don't see why I would bring all this again in my life. That. So I went. Was 6 months in the Pinella, Clearwater, and all that. And I found a job here. I relocated there 2 months ago. And so far, it's been great. Knowing the people here, and I have a sponsor. I work the steps. I do do what he suggests. I take it very seriously. I don't think it's just showing to the meetings. I take the whole package now, which I was most probably many times not very willing to do, you know. And this was one thing. You know, there are several things, you know. First, I always compare myself with my job and everything, you know, like it always been about my title and all that. And then it was like all about the girls and the big speakers and like, you know, I stayed in that like for a very long time. And really now I know I'm still in another country, which is not mine. But all I want is really just to be happy, very normal and just like not be that guy who always like seek for attention and prestige and all that. You know, I know myself. I get in that very quickly, you know. And I dislike that life. I dislike what it did to my life.